Good morning. We're continuing with the halachas of Hilchos Chanukah, where we're talking about the concept of Ner Isha Besoy and Achsanoy. So let's take some applications of Ner Isha Besoy. So a person really meeker then can be yotze with the halacha of his home. So a person is traveling and not at home, doesn't have where to light, he's really being yotze the mitzvah still through the halacha which is taking place at home, if it's only he's traveling and his family is at home. So his wife or his children are lighting at home, so he would be yotze with the halakha which takes place in his home, even though he's not at home. If he actually wants to light himself, the Mishabur brings a question, since Mikra, then he's really yotze with the halakha at home, is he allowed to or is he able to light on his own somewhere else? That's not really his real makom. His real makom is back at home. So why would he be allowed to be mafkia himself from his halakha at home and be yotze in this place where he's spending the night, let's say? So even though he is spending this night here, scenarios which we spoke about earlier where a case of a person going with his whole family to somewhere else, so that becomes now the bias, the place of his family. Here his family is still at home and he's traveling and he's spending the night away from home. His true place is not here where he is, even though he's eating and drinking here, because his bias really is still back there in the other city. So can he be mafki himself? So Mishabur brings from the Marshal. The Marshal says no. Well, even if he'd want to, he cannot light over here, especially not with the bracha, because he needs to be yotze. He is yotze automatically with the halakha which takes place in his own home. Mishabur brings from the Maril and others that he could. And he says that the Roiv poskim hold that you could, but it's better not to get involved in that situation, unless what he would want to do is light before his family is lighting. So he was not yotze already with the halakha which took place back at home, because he lit first. So he knows that the time that his wife usually would light back at home, and he would want to light somewhere else, he should light beforehand. This idea that a person could be yotze with the halakha back at home works even, according to many poskim, even if they're in different time zones. So a person, his family's in Washington, and he goes to Chicago, so his family lit on the night of, let's say, the 25th of Kislev, the first night. His family lit when it was still early for him, or Los Angeles even. It's even before Plag HaMincha when his family lit. He'd still be yotze because his bias, which is his main makom, lit at the proper time. So on the 25th of Kislev, his bias has an heir. What about the scenario the other way around, where he's going to a place which is ahead, so when it comes the time where he has a chiyuv here, his family's not going to light till later on? Can't he do that as well? Shlomo Zalman says he could do that as well. So if his family is in Chicago and he's in Washington and it comes to time by Loka, his family has not lit yet, so he has a right to not light over here, Mikir Adin, and wait and be yotze with the Loka that his family will do later on in the evening. A person is, the next application of this concept is that the person requires the buyers to be chayiv. So we pointed out a person is homeless. So where do you have a certain area, Baruch Hashem, most people are not in that situation. A person is traveling with his family to Eretz Yisrael on Chanukah. So he's going to be traveling from America to there. He leaves his home before Plag HaMincha. He cannot light in the airport, gets on the plane, he arrives in Eretz Yisrael. It's already the next evening, so he lost the night of Chanukah. The answer is he's not chayiv, he doesn't have a bias. There is a shita which says, and this is something which a person can rely on, he can ask a shliach to light in his home, so this way his bias lit. So even though he's traveling, his bias has lit. In a case where a person's an achsanya, he's being mishtatav b'pruti, he can do the same thing, that the place where he is being the guest and the person who's hosting him, he can be mishtatav with his achsanya, and even if he has to be out for that one night and he's somewhere else, since he's mishtatav beforehand with that achsanya, that becomes... And again, that is his place where he is basically staying and going back to. So in that scenario, that's still his place. So that's it. He can be yotze with the halakha, which takes place back there, even though he's not there, because he was mishtatev. There is something called Birchas HaRoeh, which means a person is in a place where he's not going to be do the mitzvah halakhas neiros by himself. Chazal instituted that he can make a bracha of Sha'asa Nisim La'Vaseinu Bayamim Ahem Bazman Hazeh, and the first night of Shechayonah as well. So, in our scenario, he's Yotze with his halakha back home, but he's not seen the neiros yet. He drives by a Jewish neighborhood and he sees the neiros, so does he make a bracha? So, this is a machlokes in halacha that maybe Birchas HaRoeh was only instituted for a person who has no fulfillment of the mitzvah at all, and his only involvement in the mitzvah is by seeing the neiros. But this person who's been yotze back home is involved in the mitzvah through his halacha of his bias, and there's no din of Birchas HaRoeh for such a person. So this is a machlokes, and therefore suffolk brachos lahoko. But the Mishabura suggests that it's appropriate that he tries to find a place where he is, where they're being saying the bracha, so he can hear the brachas and be yotze with them. He's yotze with halacha back home, but he's yotze with the bracha that he has to say of Shalsha Nisim by hearing it here where he is, by somebody who's making the bracha on their local halacha that they live over here. So therefore he would fulfill his obligation, and he cannot make a bracha on his own because he's being yotze. He can't make a bracha Birchas HaRoeh because he's been yotze at home, because misafik, he can't make a bracha. But at least he'll fulfill the mitzvah, the mitzvah by at home, and the bracha he'll get by listening to somebody else making the bracha over here. Have a good day.